Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load 'em up, boys.
Hour number three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolsters.com. Well, my next guest, when I sit back and think about all the stuff he's had to face since he's moved, I wonder if he's getting ready to move again. But that's all beside the point. Joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. To explain your comments, Bill and I spoke earlier today. We rewrote the flood map yesterday. We had 12 to 15 inches of rain. It wasn't over a large part of the state, not like a hurricane. It was literally over fractions of a square mile. Unfortunately, that was pretty much where I lived.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got bombed. So I'm calling my friends in another part of the, you know, who live within a few miles, and they go, "We heard about the weather. Did you guys get wet?" "Oh, yeah, we got drowned." And thank you for letting me come on. Speaking with you and the ninjas is just a taste of normal. I'm glad to do it.
So see, the problem Rob has is he's in Louisiana. There's only so much water they can absorb. Louisiana is a very moist state.
Put a dent in anybody. Yeah, it is flat as a table. The last time I was on, I think I mentioned that California and Illinois restrict ammunition sales. And one of our listeners wrote to me, Bill.
Okay.
He said, yes and no, in that New York has an effective ammunition ban on foreign or, you know, non-face-to-face ammunition sales, even though the law was overturned. And it started when the New York SAFE Act banned ammo shipments to the home. Well, that was struck down in federal court. But most ammo dealers still will not ship to New York State, and no dealers will ship to New York City. They fear that they can obey the law but be prosecuted into bankruptcy. Just to prove your innocence can wipe out a company.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No.
Well, and the reason. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying. All I was going was that California.
On the East Coast there, New York. And here's that motivated me. You and I know that guns save millions of lives a year, and we know that the gun prohibitionists refuse to believe those numbers. So. Here's another number for them and for us, too. There isn't one report that says guns save lives. We've all heard of Kleck, Gary Kleck, Professor Kleck,
right,
who's collected some data. Now there are 14 such reports, Bill. And when we ask people what happened to them, they tell us. And the incidence is about 1 in 150 people each year. We call it 1 out of 100 adults. And there are obvious reasons we don't see that same number in police reports. A guy breaks into your home. You raise the gun. The guy goes, "This isn't the robbery I had in mind." He
right.
runs, just as criminals do if they see a cop come around the corner. Well, did you press the trigger? Was the firearm? I mean, it's not a gun crime, it just stopped the crime. And usually it's not even included in police reports. Said another way, the cops don't even know how to report it if it happened that way.
Right. Right. Yeah. And most of the time with something like that, like if you pull a gun on a bad guy, and the bad guy runs away, which I've never reported one of those. Now, I have pulled a gun on a bad guy twice. Mm-hmm. And they ran away. But prior to me doing that, more than once I had been involved in a hit and run where somebody would hit me with their car and just take off. And I'd be following them and calling the cops and asking them, what do we do about this? I'm following them right now. This is their license number. This is that. They would tell me I needed to wait at where the incident occurred. So in the case, in a lot of cases, I would imagine, like if you brandish a weapon at someone, which in South Carolina, for example, is a felony, if you get out there and you confess to that, and then you wait on the cops to show up and you're like, yeah, I don't know where he went, though. But I did. I pulled a gun out on him. And I aimed it at him. This, you know, I've got it right here. I don't think most people don't call the cops on that. You probably right. should from a liability standpoint, but most people don't. I don't think they do.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Most of us don't call. Your personal experience matches the rest of the country. But the problem with that is it both skews the numbers, except for these detailed reports. They're called crime victimization studies. And the media gets to lie about us, Bill. They say it never happens. I do self-defense gun stories. You cover defensive gun uses. And we'll cover a few more here in a second.
Sure.
But it really, really twists what people understand. There's something that I dug up. The day I wasn't with you, I was visiting some friends in the Washington, D.C. area, and I was speaking with these really smart young lawyers. Man, they just make me feel like a stone. And then they, you know, what do? I work at the appellate level for this. I'm going, wow. They were polite. They asked me about what I did, and then they go, I've got some questions about the stats on mass murder. How? And I'll go, You what? Where? So I turned the
don't
tables
you know?
Around. Well, I do, but they didn't. So I said, okay, how many people do you think are killed in mass murder with a firearm each year? And then all of a sudden their demeanor changed enormously. I said, look, this is not sworn testimony. No one's recording this. How often do you think that happens? And they got very sheepish. They said, I don't really know. 500 a year, 1,000? Well, that's not really a very good estimate. And then I asked them, okay, how many do you think protect each other? And they go, well, I remember that about 40,000 people die with a firearm, and most of those are suicides. They knew that, and they assumed that self-defense, you know, it's got to be about like that. But they're really, really, really wrong. When you look at it, it's like 50. Oh, no, there it is. 32 people on average are killed in mass murder. Now, look, we blew that number out of the wall, off the charts with the attack in Las Vegas.
Mandalay Bay.
Horrible years, Sandy Hook. But most years, not there. There's right. workplace violence. I win it. But those murderers knew the people they were going to kill. The definition is people killed by strangers same day. Now, it could be two or three strangers, you know, but it's not the gang warfare that we see.
When we come back, we'll continue with this because these are very important points. Rob, of course, writes about this stuff all the time. We'll tell you where to find this stuff when we get back. My guest is Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. This is Lock and Load.
hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, shooter, snorkel diver, master at dealing with environmental and climate disasters. Now,
on the other hand, I may not be the neighbor you want, given my track record. It seems to follow me, huh?
Well, I don't remember. When you lived in California before you moved to Lake Charles, I mean, how many hurricanes have you been through?
Only two last year.
Okay. Then you had the deep freeze, right? The big deep freeze. Were you involved? Did that make it to Lake Charles?
Oh, yes. We were without power for a couple of days.
And now you've been flooded.
Yeah. We upped the record rainfall by a factor of four. In one day.
You know, over here in the further south, to the south, further east, we actually have a little more evenness here.
Exactly.
Where I live, I'm like 4 hours from the beach and 2 hours from the mountains, and I'm not in a floodplain.
What? I may have to talk about real estate. Maybe I should move.
Not me. I mean, we'd get Danny Kaye to come down there and help you with that one. So I'm sure he could do that for you.
What I enjoyed when I couldn't come to your show was talking to a bunch of lawyers, and these kids are as smart as they come. Top law schools, brilliant jobs. They can kind of choose the sort of work they do now. But well-informed? Well, they're incredibly well-informed. The media just does a horrible job at telling the truth. They guessed that mass murder was 20 times more common than it really is. Well, the news media bury us in it when it happens. Well, here's the other side. They were 50 times less likely to know that we defend ourselves with a firearm. Put those two together, the benefit-to-cost ratio, how many are saved versus how many are killed. These lawyers missed it by factors of 1,000. Look, you don't come any smarter than these kids. That means the media is doing a horrible, horrible job. Well, let's be honest. They're lying to us.
Sure.
How we defend ourselves, Bill. I came out of that conversation so appreciative of you. Thank you for talking about these important facts.
Well, here's the thing. I wonder if they actually know the truth sometimes. Because I don't know if, when we say they're lying, I think, and I believe Mark Twain was the one that said this, most of these people that are saying this stuff are, you know, in these coastal enclaves, and I believe there's a bunch of people out there, especially in the media, not necessarily the big dogs like Chris Cuomo at CNN, I think he knows the truth about everything he says. Don Lemon's not so much. I think he's sort of an idiot. But I think Chris, you know, so it's going to be an individual kind of thing. But I think most people exist in this world where it's not such a bad thing that they get fooled. It only becomes a bad thing when they've been told that, when they are forced to believe that they have been fooled.
That's where
the disconnect comes. I think.
You may well be right. Well, these lawyers tended to be politically conservative. I asked them where they got their news, and they were already very skeptical of the media. They said they basically view the media as propaganda. Interesting, their words were corporate propaganda, because they said the media conglomerates are so huge. A little bit of foreshadowing. That's what, was it Alex Marlowe? Who's that? Oh, yeah. The editor at Breitbart, who just put out a book, Breaking the News, the establishment media's bias and hidden deals. So these kids are smart enough to go, you know, I was at this march. I was at this rally. The way it was reported wasn't the way it really was. So they've seen those distortions, which is great. As you say, probably the most dangerous person is a well-connected, smart person whose brain is full of distortions. Because now he can spread those lies and be sincere about it, and it's hard to resist, isn't it?
Yeah. It comes down to where I draw the line on being deluded or not knowing or being evil is intent. Now, Joe Biden's evil.
Yeah, but these days, staying uninformed almost takes work. Come on, it's at our fingertips.
Yeah.
Now, I'll admit, Google skews the data, but you can dig. You can dig. When we come back, I want to talk about two DGUs, defensive gun uses, that caught my eye. And we, of course, have to congratulate you on now having open carry. Wait, you get that in 90 days?
You don't have to. Yeah, I think so. I think the governor signed the bill today, and we'll be getting open carry. More to the point, we've become a sanctuary state, which I don't know how that was done. There's two ways to do being a sanctuary state, and one of them is what a lot of the blue states have done to be immigration sanctuary states. Those states have withstood the test of the courts.
Right.
And if we've done the Second Amendment sanctuary thing the same way, then good on us. If we've just done it by getting out there and saying, well, of course, we'll resist any federally, you know, any of these tyrannical laws. If it's just out there saying we won't enforce these laws, but they're not going to close the borders to the feds and defend us from them, that's a whole other thing, which is we have yet to see that. They've done away with the fee for a concealed carry permit, the $50 fee.
That.
Yeah, so it wasn't exorbitant, but it was, you know, that's $50. $50 is $50. So they've done a couple of things going in the right direction. I've still got a few things to be concerned about, but we'll see how that works out. Now tell people how to find you.
Find me. That's a fascinating story. I want to hear all about what you think. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host at the Polite Society podcast when I'm not underwater. I blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com. It's carried by Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, and on Ammoland. And if I'm above the surface, I get to talk to Bill.
If he's above the surface, that's exactly right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is back in Washington, D.C. after touring a Dearborn, Michigan Ford electric vehicle plant. Biden drumming up support for his $4 trillion infrastructure plan and saying that China has surpassed the United States in research and development. A North Carolina district attorney is defending his decision not to charge officers involved in the shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr.
There will be folks who are not happy with this decision. Sometimes I make popular decisions and I make unpopular decisions. And I signed up for all of them.
District Attorney Andrew Womble releasing body cam video in the death of Brown Jr., saying the officer's actions were justified.
Brown ignored the officer's commands and backed his car until he was blocked by the rear of his residence.
Womble also insists Brown tried to run over officers during the arrest. You're listening to USA Radio News. The fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas terrorists continues.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas is now in its second week with no clear end in sight, with Hamas militants continuing to fire rockets into Israel and Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes into Gaza. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, tells Newsmax TV that the root cause of the conflict is a power move by Hamas.
I think part of it is the fact that Hamas was ahead in the Palestinian elections, and the Palestinian Authority canceled the elections, and this is the way for Hamas to burnish his credentials, if you will, with the Palestinian people. They can't go to the ballot box. They're going to show how good they are at killing Israelis.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Top White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt is urging young Americans to get vaccinated against coronavirus, telling reporters that the vaccine has led to a dramatic reduction in hospitalizations and deaths from the virus. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters. Armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Singular, not plural. DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, and other things, and also specialist now in prepping, because he survives everything.
soon to be construction when I have to replace floors and walls. Now, Bill, I really want your opinion.
Sure.
To me, it sounds like great news in South Carolina. They dropped the permit fee. It was $50. Now it's zero. The application test, you know, when you go out to the range, it went from 50 rounds to 25. That sounds great. I suspect we're going to see here's the crazy thing. I love free permits. It's a weakness I have, because if we say it's constitutional carry, we don't know how many people said, yeah, you know, I want to do that.
Yeah.
But even if it's free, we'll be able to get an idea. Oh, I sent in my name. Here's the training I got. We can argue about whether any training should be required to practice an individual right. But I'm excited to see how those numbers surge next year.
I'm sort of interested in that myself. Here's the thing. When this was being considered, this was in the Judiciary Committee.
Right.
And they were going to just let it die in committee. And the Senate, which was a stunning move, they've had this kind of thing up there before. Every 2-3 years it sort of pops in. The Senate went in there and took it out of the Judiciary Committee and said, okay, so you guys don't want to consider it? Fine, don't. We're going to vote on it anyway. We're not worried about your recommendation. Now, the problem with that was that a Republican was in charge of that committee, a guy named Luke Rankin. See, when Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House, and they were talking about national reciprocity, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy got out there and said, I don't think the nation is ready for national reciprocity. And that's where the problem comes. When politicians get out there and they don't know, they have no idea of knowing. And in this particular case, constitutional carry was up for in South Carolina, and we don't have it yet because they did not think we're ready for it.
When you hear people say that, don't you hear the old segregationists in your mind, the way they talk about it?
I do, but I mean, my question becomes this: some of the arguments they put up, like the last time it came up, which I think was 2014, 2015, something like that, 2016. I was told by various state senators that the cops would not be able to tell who the good guys were and who the bad guys were in an open carry environment. And
that's
I would
ridiculous.
Point out to them, well, I hate to tell you this, but 45 other states have figured it out. I hate to tell you this, but New Jersey has provisions for open carry. Hawaii? Yes, they do. Hawaii has provisions for open carry. Now, they may not give out any permits, but they do have things on the books. They do have things on the books where if you do have a permit, you know, you can carry in the open. So then the next thing would be when I would ask them that, the other thing was like with constitutional carry, they would tell me this would mean that criminals could carry guns. I'd be like, aren't you a lawmaker? Don't you know exactly what you're talking about? That doesn't change any law. It just means that I don't have to go take a class in somebody's backyard to get a permit. Now, there are a great many things about having a permit that actually make it worth having a permit for. In South Carolina, if I have a permit, I don't have to go through a background check when I buy a gun.
Right.
In South Carolina, if I have a permit, my ability to carry a gun does not end at my border.
Right.
So.
Right. All great reasons. And to amplify your point, constitutional carry says if you're legally eligible to own that firearm,
right,
you went out and bought it, you passed all those background checks. Well, that's enough of a background check. What? You're so dangerous, we'll give you a firearm, but you can't go anywhere with it? That doesn't make sense. If you're that dangerous, you ought not have it. And to say we can't tell the good guys from the bad guys, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
On the other hand, the more you and I are around the firearms community, the more we've heard law enforcement officers tell us that they deal with bad guys all the time. Seeing that carry permit means, they're almost not interested in the gun if they go, here's a guy who has a clean criminal record. He's not a frequent flyer. Okay, he's not the guys I see every day. Interesting from that point of view.
I think in 2010 to 2012, Police One did a survey where they found out that 80-some-odd percent of the street cops like having an armed populace. They like having AR-15s in the hands of civilians because they're the ones that walk in and find a you know, a female that's been raped and had her head caved in with a flat iron. They're the ones that right. come in and find a family that's been, you know, home invaded and killed just because they were there. It is much better for a police officer. I've never been one, don't know, but I would imagine that if a police officer walks into a place and a female has defended herself against domestic violence and she's killed her bad actor
attacker.
Partner, yeah, then I'm sure that's an outcome they'd rather see. It does put a lot of people, you know, people that defend themselves with guns, they do go through a process and everything else, but I think every time that self-defense is actually practiced, to be honest with you, I think it's actually good for the soul of the country for people to stand up for themselves and to maintain their life and maintain their wholeness.
To be their first responder.
Yeah. So.
To not be. Yeah. Now, that's fascinating. They're living with violence is damaging. Whether you defend yourself against it or not, our choice is to be a victim or have to responded to violence with violence and gone, wow, I didn't really want to do that. I just ran out of options. The great news about us is we never take it lightly. Good. We're just the kind of neighbors I want.
When we get back, I'm going to tell you a story about why I carry a gun.
Please.
Just a quick story, and then we can go to another, to another defensive gun use. Yep.
Yeah.
And before we do all of that, as we turn into this next minute, tell people how to find you and what you do.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm also a co-host on Paul Lathrop's Polite Society podcast. Each one of those comes out once a week. I blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizens column on Ammoland. And thank you, Bill, for inviting me. And I'm sorry I couldn't come out at my regular time. I get to talk with Bill and the Ninjas.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to Rob Morse. And what I'm about to describe...
Why do you carry?
What do I carry? Are you asking
me
that?
Why do you carry?
Why do I carry? Well, a long time ago, my father was a middle manager for a company called Winn-Dixie.
Oh, yeah.
And he opened up a grocery store in Union, South Carolina. And one of the people that he hired to be the hostess was Susan Smith. Does that name ring a bell with you?
No.
Susan Smith was the mother who rolled her 2 children into a lake.
Holy cow. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. When I had delivered milk to that store and a few things, and I actually was acquainted with her husband, David, and I heard the heartbreak in him because they televised the funeral of those 2 little boys. Now, that had nothing, there was nothing that I could have done by carrying a gun or anything else like that. But right. the mere idea that that kind of innocence could be shattered and a family just torn asunder like that, with no, there was no hint of that being a thing that was going to happen. That changed my outlook on a few things. The other thing was as I came out of the military in 1990, I had taken one more, they referred to these as SETA briefings, Subversion and Espionage Directed at America. And we heard of all of the foreign nationals that were in the United States. They had their visas had lapsed, and no one knew where they were. And we heard about all the other people that were, and this is 1990. See, when the towers were bombed in when they tried to take down the Twin Towers in 1993, I was not surprised by that.
Right.
I was not surprised by 9/11. I was not surprised because so many things have been sown here in the United States for so many years that most people just don't know about. So that's why I carry. I carry because I will not allow anything to be torn asunder in front of me if I can try to stop it. And, this is not Disneyland that we live in.
Your eyes were opened that there's evil in the world.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not alone, and there are more and more of us all the time. Where did this one happen? Oh, there we go. Fort Smith, Arkansas. This young guy gets an AK and starts yelling at the people in his apartment complex. Hey, you have to get out. You have to get out. And this old lady comes out of her apartment, sees him standing out in the center of the courtyard with an AK in his hands. And she goes, oh, you're a crazy man. I don't want to be around you. The crazy man chases the old woman into her apartment and shoots her. Unbeknownst to him, there's a very seasoned senior citizen who goes, that's nuts. And he has his hunting rifle. And the kid comes out and he's looking at the apartments to see who he can shoot at next. And the hunter takes him down. He doesn't have to close with and engage. He can act at a distance, and he saved lives. 87-year-old Lewis Hicks is the man who did the deed. What's so strange, and I wish I had a chance to talk about this with those young lawyers I mentioned at the beginning of the show. That was mass murder that never happened, and unfortunately, we'll probably hardly ever hear about it.
Right.
So I have to write about it. You know, Bill, you just gave me homework. Thank you. A similar one in Washington. A bunch of people just going about their business at a park. And this guy goes crazy and there was a grandmother and her little kid there. And this guy gets very aggressive. He maces people. He starts hitting them with a baton. And a concealed carrier just said, hey, quit hitting the kids. And the old people, and the bad guy closes with him, and that's all. That stopped the event right there because he defended himself. And the police look at this and go, wow. Now, he may have only maced and beaten and maimed and disfigured people and perhaps not killed them. But a concealed carrier stopped it. As you say, there's evil in the world, Bill, and wow, what will happen to our hearts if it happens in front of us and we don't bring it to an end?
Yeah. And that's the thing, isn't it? That's the choice. But, I mean, most people that carry a gun have already sort of made that choice, haven't they?
I hope so, and I think so. My neighbors have, and I think my neighbors are exactly like yours. They're thoughtful. They're not cavalier. You and I have met a few guys who go, I'll just, you know, let God sort of... No, you don't. That's silly talk. That gun's pretty heavy in a moral sense. This is a pretty abrupt change. You can take us where you want. We've got about 3 minutes. Now with the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association being accepted by the Supreme Court, I'm wondering when Alan Beck, who's facing the Young case out in the Ninth Circuit, that's where the Ninth Circuit said there's no right to conceal carry nor open carry.
Yeah.
I wonder if those are going to get rolled together at the Supreme Court. I think they have to wait for the appeal by Young or by Stephen on the Young v. Hawaii. Have you, or even Stambolia or Beck, have you talked with either of those guys?
I have not talked with either one of them lately. I need to get in touch with them. I mean, I've been so busy with my own junk. A lot of stuff has fallen by the wayside. I would think that would be one that would definitely go the way of the Supreme Court, simply because that's definitely an affront to Heller. It's an affront to McDonald, and I would think they'd want to pick it up. So, you know, the Ninth Circus strikes again.
You mentioned all the things you're doing. You're cutting videos. Are you still cutting episodes of your TV show?
Yeah, today I got to I did a Zoom interview with Ted Nugent that went completely off the rails. I mean, Ted.
Well, but that's being Ted, right?
Yeah, being Ted. What I should have done is I should have hit record as soon as he popped on there, because I missed some really good stuff. I've got more stuff than I've ever had within this concept, and now I've got to try to chop it up and edit it and get it ready for air and everything. But I had a pretty good time with him. Plus, wherever he is, well, he was at his ranch in Texas.
Right.
So he had a guitar there right beside him, and two or three times he'd just pull that over and start hitting a riff. And, I mean, he Ted Nugent is spooky good on a guitar. I mean, he's a virtuoso with one. And we talked about his guest shot on Miami Vice in the 80s.
Wow.
And how he was only the second guy they'd ever had on there that knew how to handle a gun.
Interesting.
Yeah, so.
And I think a horrible interview with Ted Nugent is still probably one of the best interviews.
Pretty good interview, yeah. Don't have to say a lot either. All you got to do is ask one question and just, you know, mute your mic and sit back. Thank you very much for taking the time to shift and join me tonight.
My pleasure, Bill.
And for the rest of you, we'll be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.